Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Trump administration says it will ban all U.S. business transactions with Chinese-owned apps WeChat and TikTok starting this weekend. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the apps have raised national security concerns in Washington.
Starting Sunday, Americans will not be able to download TikTok. Updates to the app will also stop. For those who already have the popular video sharing app, it will still work, but could get slow or buggy. The Trump administration's crackdown on TikTok comes as software company Oracle and Walmart are still in talks to come up with a deal to save the app. The White House says if a deal is not reached by early November, TikTok will be completely banned in the U.S. TikTok says Trump's action is unjust and vowed to try to overturn the president's action in federal court. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll finds Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden continuing to lead President Trump nationally in the upcoming election. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has more.
Biden leads President Trump 52-43% among likely voters nationally in the poll. That's largely unchanged from last month. Adding in Libertarian nominee Joe Jorgensen and the Green Party's Howie Hawkins, Biden is still ahead by 7 points. Biden is doing it by winning over white voters, seniors, and independents, groups Trump won last time. The president maintains solid support with Republicans and white evangelical Christians, and he's cutting into Biden's margins somewhat with non-whites, particularly Latinos. It's been a remarkably consistent contest nationally, but it's a tighter race in states key to the Electoral College that will decide the election. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
Early voting begins in several states today. Daniela Cheslow from member station WAMU reports new voting laws passed by Democrats in Virginia have made it possible for anyone in the state to cast their ballot ahead of schedule.
A line of voters in masks stands outside Arlington's Courthouse Plaza. The county registrar says 200 people voted in the first hour. 39-year-old attorney Luigi de Guzman says it's his first time voting as a new citizen, and he's grateful for the chance to get his ballot in early.
I didn't want to take the risk of an absentee ballot being lost in the mail or otherwise not counted.
De Guzman is from the Philippines and says he's against the Trump administration's policy toward immigrants. In previous elections, voters had to give a reason for why they wanted to vote early or absentee. This year, they don't need any reason, and they don't need a photo ID anymore either. Also new this year in Virginia, Election Day will be a state holiday. For NPR News, I'm Daniela Cheslow.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 233 points. This is NPR. France is reporting another record spike in coronavirus infections. The country's health ministry says it's confirmed more than 13,000 new cases within the past 24 hours. Officials say the country's death toll also continues to rise. The president of Afghanistan has issued a decree allowing women to be listed on the identity cards of their children. NPR's Dia Hadid reports until now, the documents only contained the names of fathers.
The new law is expected to make things easier for single Afghan mothers in particular, who struggle to do things like sign their kids up for school or get them emergency medical care. This is Heather Barr, co-director of the Women's Rights Division at Human Rights Watch.
So this law is actually a really important development, which is going to have a lot of real-world consequences.
Barr says the new decree may also shift the common notion in Afghanistan that children are their father's property. And it comes at an important time. The government and the Taliban are negotiating peace, and feminists fear women's rights will be compromised to appease the insurgents. There's a sense that laws mandating women's equality have to be pushed through quickly. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Europe's largest security organization says it plans to send far fewer observers to the United States to monitor the November election. The organization says it will now send 30 representatives instead of 500. The decision comes as the number of new coronavirus infections continues to spike in the U.S. and in parts of Europe. This is NPR News in Washington.